When the dust settled after the March primaries, the Republican candidate who won the title of most conservative had either won the primary or was leading going into the May 27th runoff. In the attorney general's race, that candidate was State Senator Ken Paxton. He finished 11 points ahead of State Representative Dan Branch. Paxton's lead was in large part thanks to some flattering statements from U.S. Senator Ted Cruz, statements that quickly became a Paxton TV ad.
In the race for attorney general, there's only one constitutional conservative like Ted Cruz.
Ken Paxton stands and fights, whether it's against Obamacare, whether it's fighting for voter ID, or whether it's fighting to defend our religious liberty.
And all things being equal, Paxton would be expected to hold that primary lead on runoff day. Voter turnout tends to be lower than it is on primary day, and those voters who do turn out are traditionally more conservative. Advantage, Paxton. But then about 2 weeks ago, the Texas Tribune uncovered documents that show Paxton has not disclosed his work soliciting clients for an investment advisor, and that he failed to disclose the income he earned from that work. Pretty serious allegations, especially for a candidate hoping to be the state's lawyer. And, by the way, a great opportunity for Dan Branch to make a comeback.
This tax stuff against Paxton is really the best that the Branch side has.
Wayne Slater is senior political writer for the Dallas Morning News. He says Branch doesn't have time to convince people to vote for him, which means he instead needs to show why people shouldn't vote for Paxton. And these allegations could be the key. But Slater says Tea Party voters backing Paxton may not be swayed to vote against their champion and for someone who's considered not a perfect conservative.
Do you vote for the crook or do you vote for the political moderate? And it's funny, at this moment, the expectation is the electorate that shows up for this runoff is going to be so conservative, so committed. The kind of people who are going to show up in a runoff are going to be the voters who would rather vote against a moderate, even if it's for a perceived or accused crook.
Paxton's campaign did not return requests for an interview, but Branch, who's been presented with this political opportunity, did call. Branch has been urging Paxton to clear the air on the allegations so the two candidates can get back to talking about the real issues in the attorney general's race. But, of course, Branch is taking advantage of the situation, saying he worries what could happen if Paxton were to win the runoff.
We can't have a Republican standard bearer be tarnished and under a cloud as we head into November were he to be the Republican nominee. So we need to get this issue resolved now before the voters, before they make up their mind on May 27th.
Paxton's supporters are rallying to his side, with one state lawmaker calling the reports a, quote, coordinated effort by the liberal media. But so far, the Paxton campaign has not denied anything and has said it's taking the allegations seriously. Ben Philpott, KUT News.